keep on for Boxing Day with all 10 games covered on this edition. We'll spin you through the 6 live games at 3 o'clock and, of course, give you a bet in Leicester-Liverpool at the King Power 2. Get ready for some quick-fire tips. Take it away, guys.
We kick off this round of matches with Spurs taking on Brighton at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and the reverse fixture earlier in the season was one of the matches that contributed to the departure of Mauricio Pochettino. I'm sure he was expecting response from his players after their humbling at the hands of Bayern Munich, but it wasn't forthcoming and they were resoundingly beaten 3-0 by the Seagulls. That won't happen here, but make no mistake, Graham Potter is doing an amazing job on the South Coast, and the way Brighton control possession is a credit to his management. I expect this to be tight, and I just think Spurs are a shade short in the market. I'll go with the draw.
Have you seen this?
Love it.
How did they get a box?
It's overrated up there.
But this Bill Gerrard's from William Hill is brilliant. 3 or more goals for us, 12 corners, 4 cards.
What, you can create your own bet?
Yeah, and you get instant odds.
Oh. Right. Oh, boys!
At least we're warm.
Make it your bet. William Hill, build your odds.
Let's go through the 3 o'clock games in the Premier League, starting at Villa Park, where Villa are a confident pick to get the better of Norwich again. When they met at Carrow Road, it finished 5-1 to the Villains, and though I don't think it'll be quite as one-sided here, take Villa and both teams to score. Norwich have notched in their last 3 away games. I level with you, I cannot quite get a handle on Bournemouth this season. We're nearly into 2020, and I still don't know what to think of the Cherries. Add that to the fact that Arsenal are capable of absolutely anything, both sublime and ridiculous, and you're left with a bit of a poser. I'll sit on the fence result-wise and go for goals over 3.5 will do for me at odds against. Southampton have a really poor recent record against Chelsea, and whilst that's probably going to continue at Stamford Bridge, I can't quite bring myself to get heavily involved in the Blues at a short price. Southampton need to fight, and this could be one of those games. I looked at backing Saints +2 on the handicap, but I'll settle for a straight-up both teams to score as the bet at a price that's a little bigger than I would make it. Crystal Palace are a difficult team to assess, but nowhere near as difficult as West Ham. The Hammers have been up and down all season, and that probably means that if they're on a going day, they're overpriced here, but that is a big if, so I'm going to look elsewhere. Both teams have scored in the last 5 head-to-heads between the pair, so perhaps, aside from the norm at Selhurst Park, I'm going to say goals are a play here. Over 2.5 goals gets my vote. Everton are always too short, but with things are changing in the Goodison dugout, there's definitely potential for thinking that a home win is the way to go when they host Burnley. I'll take Everton minus a goal for good measure. And in the final 3 o'clock game, it sees an organised, defensive, disciplined and creative Sheffield United team host a Watford side who have been anything but that for the majority of the season. The Blades have impressed and seem a fair price here. A home win to nil could well be on the cards.
Hope you're having a cracking Christmas. I'm sure a few of you will be hoping for some decent results on the Boxing Day fixture list. Remember, if you're putting an acca on, use your bet boost and make sure you're logged in. Put your picks in your bet slip. If there are 3 or more, you'll be able to tap the boost button and watch the odds get bigger. Best of luck.
Man United are way too short to beat Newcastle. Does it matter? Probably not. I'd be very surprised if the Red Devils didn't come out on top. Without Alisson Maximan, who was so influential in the 1-0 Magpies win at St James's Park earlier this season, the Toon are lacking that pace on the break. And though they do pose a threat from set pieces, it still takes a leap of faith to side with Brucey's boys. Talking of Brucey, he normally gets his tummy tickled by his former club, that result earlier this season aside, and I think a convincing home win could be the way to go. -1 and even -2 could be plays, but I reckon a correct score suggestion is in order here. 2-0 to Manchester United.
Sometimes.
What's that you're playing?
Bonus drop.
Left.
Right.
Left.
What are you, a marching band?
I'm going to go middle.
Will you be one of our thousands of daily winners? Introducing Bonus Drop from William Hill Vegas. Pick left, middle or right for your free daily chance to win free spins and bonuses.
I did say middle. You heard me say middle.
Take your free chance to win bonuses and free spins with Bonus Drop at William Hill Vegas.
What about this then? Leicester versus Liverpool. It's a Boxing Day treat for fans of free-flowing football. This fixture is often entertaining, with both teams scoring in the last 5 meetings between the two clubs, and it's reasonable to expect more of the same at the King Power. I must admit, I'm eyeing up Sadio Mane to notch in this one. He scored first in the last three Liverpool meetings with the Foxes, and he's been absolutely outstanding throughout the campaign. In my opinion, he's overtaken Mo Salah as the player Liverpool rely on most from an attacking perspective, and even though I expect Liverpool to shade a cut-and-thrust encounter, I'll go for the bet, Mane to score first.
Have you got anything on this?
Yeah, I just need these guys to come through my ACO. Let me just go chat to him.
Tell him he's a mug.
Yeah, you are, to be fair.
Good luck.
You think it's going to apply, yeah?
I wouldn't bet on it.
I don't think that Manchester City like playing Wolves very much. Not only did they go to the Etihad and win earlier this season, Wolves have only lost once in their last four meetings with City, and another tricky tie's in store for the champions here. Expect Pep to shuffle his pack, but that shouldn't matter given the quality of players available at his disposal. Despite the ability within that squad, though, City aren't blessed with an especially cohesive defence, and that's proved their undoing at several times this season. So with that in mind, and seeing Wolves at the price that they are, I'm more than happy to take a home win for a bit of value here. Adama Traore was the difference maker in game number one and could play a part once again, but I'll take Wolves to upset the odds.